Now, of course, I've been talking about historical and heritage matters all week because it's Heritage Week, and it would be very difficult for me to have Heritage Week without welcoming back my next guest. Welcome back, Mr. McGuire. How are you?
It's me. Thank you very much, Shirley.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you indeed. No, it's great. It's great that you're doing those heritage things. Well, we're talking about the GAA, 1884.
Yes.
Founded. And, you know, Michael Cusick, he was an IRB man, and he was fronting for the IRB. It was the IRB that founded the GAA. And if you there's also links to John Francis McGuire, the Cork Examiner.
Sure.
And he sent two of his, they were the journalists afterwards, and that was John McKay.
Yes.
And John Wise Power, they went to Perlis, because they were very experienced in setting up organizations and, you know, able to run it. And they were the ones that, you know, dropped the guidelines for the GAA.
Sure. And, of course, it's fitting for us to be talking about the GAA this weekend because we have the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final coming up on Sunday.
That's so important. And we're going to talk about the medal.
Yes.
Now, if you look at the famous photograph of Sam McGuire, who was the secretary of the IRB.
Yes.
And, as you know, and you know about him, and he London Hibernians he played for, and they're wearing on their jerseys, as we did in St. Patrick's Day, wearing the harp, and that's
yes.
The five-string harp. And also, I'd like to bring your listeners' attention down to Askeaton, to the Friary. I call it the Friary, a lot of people call it the Abbey. It was burnt down by Sir Nicholas Marbury, because all that information that
yes.
Christopher Columbus had come, you know, latitude and longitude. And on the wall in the Friary is the plaque, and you can see it on billymcguire.com. And you have the two five-stringed harps that were on the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
That's the Star of David, without the strings. And of course, we know why there's no strings, and it was a punishment from God that they'd never know the Hebrew people. But that always brought the Knights Templars brought that for safety. They protect the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind. But it's a fascinating plaque on the wall.
Yes.
What is the Star of David doing down there? And that's the same as we're talking about the medals. That's what's on the medals, the same.
The harp, yes.
And it's on your passport. It's on your title deeds. Everything else. It's over the four courts. And it is, but it's not properly aligned. And it's a desecration on the Guinness. You shouldn't drink it, Guinness, with the harp on it. They use it as a desecration, as a marker to fill the pint. You know, that's not right. And it's time that we stood up and respected.
Well, it's not right to use a sacred symbol in this way, in this kind of cavalier way.
And it's... the GAA, they in turned the GAA, as Henry VIII, he turned the monarchy into a corporation.
Yes.
To expand his empire and to go into the whole point of sovereignty, and those two five-string harps that we're talking about is that you go into another state and you respect that state, you respect the government of that state, you respect the people of that state, and you respect the assets of that state.
Sure.
They didn't do that. They robbed and plundered the whole world, and that's what's wrong today, is the same thing. Corporations couldn't care less about anything.
It's all about money. Know. It's all about the money.
No, just money and greed. And
yes.
They go in and they can wipe out forestries, fisheries, they can wipe out anything or any people, and that should be, they should be held accountable. And that's what's wrong. There's no you have to trade as the lifeblood of a nation, but it has to be accountable to the sovereign government and to the sovereign people.
Of course.
That's what it has to be. But those medals, that GAA corporate three serpent medal, and since the 4th of September 2008,
yes.
To date, That's when they changed the GA into a corporation. They didn't have any, they have no right to do that because it's not owned by the GA, it's owned by the Irish Republican Brotherhood, or as all licenses are, what's on your passport. And you must also remember, people must also remember, that the Vatican, you know, you're registered in the Vatican, and the Vatican is where our sovereign Dorlaren government. We spoke about that before.
We did indeed.
About Monsignor O'Flaherty and that. But it's the Vatican holds your birth certificate, you know, in trust. And people should know it, and they should understand it. But the All-Ireland Medal has the sovereign seal on it, and it was five strings, the Fenian Brothers, 60 Irish Republican Brotherhood, was aired on it. And that's the true All-Ireland Medal since 1910.
Up until 2008.
Until the 4th of September 2008, when the GA changed it. They never consulted the IRB, but they wanted to settle the sporting rights. And because the Americans rang me, the lawyers, and asked, who founded the GA? And I said, the IRB. And who owns the GA? The IRB. And who owns the medal? The IRB. Who owns
yes.
Sam McGuire and the Lee McCarthy trophies? The IRB. And we hold those in trust for the sovereign Irish people. That's what we do.
Yes.
They're the people's. But there has to be, you know, accountability, and there has to be. But it's a shocking thing. And when Limerick won the All-Ireland, Lee McCarthy, we offered them a medal, an original GAA medal with the sovereign seal
yes.
and air on it. And they refused to accept it. But when Tipperary won it, we offered it to Tipperary to have an All-Ireland, and they accepted. I think there was about 600 people at the dinner that night, and it was a wonderful success, you know, down in Tipperary. And
where they accepted the original medals.
Yes, the original medal. I mean, if the corporates want to give, something like that, but I mean, I would not give. I mean, that's a scandal to put that. The symbol of the serpent on the medal and present it to, that's corporation, and that shouldn't be. If they want to give something, they can give it. But the All-Ireland, those players, the hurling, I would say, to me anyway, of all the games that are played in the world, I would say the hurling is one of the most exciting.
It's absolutely. It's the fastest field sport in the world, and it's exciting.
The skill they have, and the training those young people put into it, is unbelievable. And for them not to get a reward. You know, a corporation now running the GAA, you know, I have no problem with trade or corporations, provided they're accountable to the sovereign people and the sovereign government.
Well, I find it troubling that there was no consultation process before they changed the design of the medal.
No, and nobody knew about it, because I got on to all the different ones around Perlis and Kerry and all those ones that are huge GA people.
Yes.
And that couldn't happen. They wouldn't believe it. It did happen. And it did happen on money. And it's all about money.
But even, I mean, we've been talking here extensively over the course of the past number of months on various programmes here in West Limerick 102 about, you know, Sky buying the rights to GAA matches so that, you know, as you say, the ordinary people who have trained the teams, who have worked with the teams, who have spent their lives watching the games, can't watch the games without a subscription.
Yeah,
because it's all about the money.
It is shocking the way, but people won't stand up for their own. And your passport, and as I said, your birth certificate is owned by the Vatican. You know, people must stand up, and we do. The Irish Republican Brotherhood, and if you go down to Askeaton again, to that plaque up in the wall,
yes,
you see the changing from those two five strings. What is the Star of David doing up in the wall in Askeaton? And what the angel is on it? That's the first angel. They changed from Celtic Christianity, which was all about looking after the harp is the covenant between God and man with all the information for his planet Earth and our civilization.
Yes.
We have to do our own civilization. But it's those two five-string harps that were on the Ark of the Covenant that the Knights Templars brought here, that's what that plaque is telling you. And they changed it from that to Roman Christianity.
Sure.
And Roman Christianity, that's what that angel is about. They changed it. to an angel, two angels on. But those the wings on the angel, you're into politics and all that.
Yes.
That's where left wing and right wing come from.
Yes.
And in 1776, the American independence, their sovereign seal is the eagle. And that's where it comes from. And people, I've asked so many Americans in that.
Do they know that? No.
Not at all.
No.
They don't know anything about it. And if you look at the rest of the plaque, you see the compass, you see the set square, you see all those symbols there, how to build your boat and all that. That's all on that. And I think, and it's the Knights Templar. That, and there's a Knights Templar church in Askeaton.
Yes.
But that's the Knights Templar symbol up on their seal.
Up on the plaque, on the plaque.
And it should, and over their head is the spy hole. And the spy hole is where, that's Lindis Farm. When they changed it from Celtic Christianity to Roman Christianity, and I said that was all about, you know, salt was preserving food. Mankind didn't know how to preserve food, how to build better crops and breed better animals and look after planet Earth and our civilization. That's what it was all about. And now we've changed to a corporation that doesn't care less about anything. It's only about greed and about money. And we're destroying planet Earth, I have to say.
And what's even worse is it's not just a corporation. It's a series of competing corporations. And, you know, we're losing out every single time.
Yeah, but they're not accountable. They don't want to be held accountable for anything. And if you're not held accountable, then you're...
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can. But that medal is so important. It has, you know, ERA and the Sovereign Seal. They took that off.
Well, it just
with the symbol of the serpent. Anybody, if you go to BillyMaguire.com, you can see it. And I've been doing that for a hell of a long time now, and nobody cares about it. And I think the shocking, the GAA was the backbone of our independence. There was a GAA, and you know the Hurleys, they trained those because they hadn't any guns or anything like that. They were known as the Tipperary Rifles.
Yes.
And I'll just read you a little thing there. I knew Marcus the Booker very well, and he was one that he did a great work on the GAA and on Michael Cusick and
great.
That. And on the back of his book there, and there was a special in Clare, which I see the GAA. Marcus the Booker, first Irish Athletics, and second. And you know there was all sorts of trouble with the GA, but then with the IRB ones. A special section is devoted to Cusick's forgotten newspaper, the Celtic Times, the file of which was recently returned from private ownership in London and donated to the County Library in Ennis. I mean, that is, how many people know that? That you can go to Ennis. And as you know, Michael Cusick, he was born up in the Burn, and he thought, as you go the old road from Ennis to Gort, he taught there in the school. It's there. The school is still there, and the old school he taught on.
Yes.
And you know, these are wonderful people that shouldn't be forgotten. The sacrifices they made for us today. And you know, Lee McCarthy. I mean,
and to have the whole history and heritage of the GAA just wiped out by a change of design on the medal, it's astonishing.
Yeah, and
people aren't talking about it.
And if I mention any of that, no, we don't want any of that. You know, it's a corporation. But the whole point of the whole you know, we spoke about the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity. We spoke about Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty and about. T.J. Kiernan and his wife, T.J. Murphy,
yes.
And setting up, Pope Pius XII setting up that, and the airbrush all that out. I mean, that is scandalous. And the Queen, when she came for that visit to Dublin, that was all about, she was to announce, the conflict between the Sovereign Republic of ERA and Britain is still the 1918-32 county election.
Of course.
That Britain called on the 14th of December 1918, on the 28th of December 1918, IRB Sinn Féin, nobody else, IRB, that's the political wing of the IRB, they won 73 seats out of the 105 seats. And unionists got 25 seats. Then there were some independent and nationalist. They got some
too. Yes.
And but that's the mandate that the Irish Republican Brotherhood were given to found and fund the state, the sovereign Republic of Ireland, all 32 counties, all our territory, the largest in Europe, from down the Irish Sea to the United States and America. And I said about that symbol down there. That's why we brought sovereignty to America. And I'm told now the three most important sporting events in the year or in the world now are the Olympic Games, the soccer, all our soccer world championships.
Sure.
And the American yacht race. And that's coming to Cork. And I want that to be part of the Brendan Voyage, because that's what Christopher Columbus came over. He could not have founded, or America could have been founded, without all that knowledge of latitude and longitude. And the sacred circle and the is Loch Urr. And that's why the Skelligs, which is a world heritage, and you have Kilreagh, which is the compass.
Yes.
And you have Askeaton. They were the universities at the time. And that's what they were teaching all those friars. And then you have Adair, which is the Knights Templar, again.
Yes.
And then you have Loch Urr, which was the sacred circle. That was the sacred circle and the sacred place. And what is the Star of David doing in Loch Urr? If you stand on the road in Loch Urr and you look across the lake to Carrigal and you see the two stone circles there, and you bring up your two fingers, we've done it before, you put your hands up in the air, your five, that's your five-string harp, the sunship and the moonship, and you put those two on your right hand over your left hand. That's the harp. You were born in the image of God. And if you bring that back, those two fingers back, to Loch Urr, to the Clartic, the harp stone, where the harp sits on.
Yes.
And that is the most, that image, Salvador Mundi, savior of the world, and that's all in the plaque below in Askeaton.
That's
only for
it.
People to read it.
Yeah, we have this knowledge.
And, Leonardo da Vinci, he had to know all that mathematics, all the science, all the stuff. That's what they were teaching. And that's what Sir Nicholas Malby, all those friars that had that knowledge and information, they were hung.
Yes, well, the best way to suppress a people is to take their knowledge, isn't it?
That's it, and that's what they did, and took it for themselves, not to expand their empire. And all those estates you see in Ireland that they took, they had to have the Shannon. And
yes.
That's why Cuconic Maguire, my ancestor, he was the last of Shannon, Loch Urr and the river down to the estuary of the Shannon. But Askeaton is important because it's quite near the Shannon. And the monks going in and out of the Skelligs, they were used. They had all that knowledge and information. But he burned that because Britain did not want anybody else to have that knowledge for the Royal Navy and all that latitude and all the mathematics and all they were teaching down there. And they had to, Crown forces have to be fed 365 days a year.
Yes.
As the Royal Navy, and that's why all those estates were set up and evict all the Irish people. I mean, look, that's a Holocaust.
Of course.
And I mean, that has to be. I wanted the whole purpose of the Queen coming to Ireland, the peace, reconciliation, and prosperity process, was to announce that she and her government had recognised the conflict between the Sovereign Republic of Ireland and Britain, which is the 1918-32 county
general election. Yes.
It just called out to you how the mandate we were given by the all 32 counties and all our territory, which is from down the Irish Sea to the Atlantic Ocean with United States and Canada.
Yes.
Because we're the only country, because sovereignty comes from God, and that's what those monks and friars were doing. They brought sovereignty. That's what the Brendan Voyage was about, bringing sovereignty to America.
Yes.
And people should understand where is, if you look at monarchy and you look at you know, the proclamations and constitutions and everything.
Of course.
Else, they're all man-made. But sovereignty comes from God. And no man or woman understands God, but you can understand the 2 5-string harps which were on the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
And that's what the Knights Templars do. They protect the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind. And they have protected all Christians going to Jerusalem and that. And they brought, you know, the crown of thorns to Askeaton, and that was the relic. And when he burned that and hung the monks in that in Askeaton, the Knights Templars, they brought that out to Loch Salaher. And you know the Holy Well, which was yesterday.
Yesterday was Lady's Day. Yes. Yeah.
And that is that's why it's, because the water from where it was planted comes down to that Holy Well. I think the Holy Well was the other side of the road one time, but when they did the road.
Okay.
And there's the back of where that little attached pub is, you know.
Yes.
And that's it. But people should know the history. They should, well, that shouldn't be forgotten.
No, I think it's very apt for us to chat. Well, we chat off and on anyway, but it's very apt and appropriate for us to be chatting this week, I suppose, number one, because we're talking about the medals and we have the All-Ireland final on Sunday. And number two, because we are coming to the end of Heritage Week. And, you know, as we always say, it's important to make people aware and get people to start asking questions about what's going
Absolutely.
On around them.
And the 2 5-string harps, that's what's crucial. And it's amazing they're up on that plaque in the Friary in Askeaton.
And yet amazing how other corporations are seeking to remove them from their symbolism, isn't it?
Yeah, because they don't want to be held accountable.
Yes.
But you have to be held accountable. And that's what's wrong.
Well,
sovereign daughter in government, all those that DDs, chapter dollars, were accountable to the Sovereign Republic of Ayr, the Sovereign Dáil-Éireann government, the Sovereign Dáil-Éireann courts, the War of Independence as defence force, and be accountable to the sovereign people. And that's what, and they're not today. They just take a declaration to get paid their salaries, their pensions, and their
And it's all about the money. I always
it's
say,
all
if somebody,
about money.
Yeah, if somebody's not willing to be held accountable, they must be ashamed of something that they're doing.
Well, that's it. You should be, and you should be well able to stand up and do that. But listen, anyway, Shirley, I don't want to trouble you. I've gone over the time.
It is a pleasure, as always.